Tips for navigating the pending VAT increase in your daily life. Denise Neithling, Head of Marketing at PayMeNow. With the VAT increase looming on May 1, 2025, and the usual seasonal price hikes across various sectors like insurance and electricity, South Africans face a tightening financial landscape. As South Africans brace for the impact of these financial changes, it is crucial to adopt proactive strategies to manage expenses and ensure financial stability. Recent statistics from Statistics South Africa, Stats SA, highlight the challenges consumers face. Prices in the food and non-alcoholic beverages category saw a year-on-year increase of 9.1% in January 2025, while transport costs rose by 8.6%. With interest rates remaining stable, consumers are feeling the pressure on their disposable income. Consumers need to be proactive as we face the upcoming VAT increase, which will have a widespread impact on everyday expenses, affecting everyday costs from groceries, transport, airtime and data to your favorite takeaway, says Denise Neithling, Head of Marketing at financial wellness company PayMeNow. As we continue to navigate rising living costs, it's essential to adapt our financial habits, especially as current inflation and interest rates offer little relief. Here are some useful tips to help South Africans manage their finances in light of the VAT increase. 1. Create a comprehensive budget. Start by reviewing your monthly expenditures. List all essential and non-essential items to identify your current cash flows and where you can cut back on luxuries in anticipation of higher prices. Also, be aware that many fixed expenses, such as medical aid, transport, and electricity, will increase by 0.5%. 2. Shop smart and plan. Take advantage of sales, discounts, vouchers and loyalty programs at grocery stores and retailers. Plan your shopping trips around special promotions to maximize your savings and reduce grocery spending by planning meals for the week. Buy ingredients in bulk and prepare meals in advance to avoid last-minute takeout trips, which can be more expensive. 3. Track subscription services. Review any ongoing subscriptions or memberships. Cancel those that you don't use frequently to free up additional funds. 4. Monitor utility usage. Switch off lights when not needed, unplug chargers, and transition to energy-efficient LED bulbs to lower electricity bills. Practice mindful water usage to decrease water bills. Explore options like solar geysers to reduce long-term electricity usage. 5. Plan for emergencies. It is always a good idea to build a small emergency fund. This can provide a financial cushion for unexpected expenses that may arise due to price increases. Ideally, this fund should be enough to cover 3 months of expenses. If that is too much, start with saving a fund of R1,000. 6. Leverage financial tools. Investigate if you are eligible for new financial solutions such as earned wage access, which allows access to your already earned wages before payday. This can temporarily alleviate cash flow issues and help manage expenses without turning to payday loans. 7. Utilize free resources. Take advantage of free financial literacy resources offered by companies such as PayMeNow. Most major banks in South Africa also have free financial resources available online. Increasing your financial knowledge can empower you to make better financial decisions. As we prepare for the upcoming VAT increase, these practical tips can assist South Africans in managing their finances more effectively and making informed choices, concludes Neithling. Ends. Author. At Denise Neithling, PayMeNow Plus posts bio at Denise Neithling, PayMeNow hash Malongui dash disabled dash link PayMeNow Ewa study reveals link between employee financial wellness and workplace productivity at Denise Neithling, PayMeNow hash Malongui dash disabled dash link practical holiday shopping tips. Navigating the festive season at Denise Neithling, PayMeNow hash Malongui dash disabled dash link assessing and building your financial progress for a better 2025 at Denise Neithling. PayMeNow hash Malongui dash disabled dash link the importance of financial literacy share on your socials.